Hi everyone, welcome to the Power Pod, a space to elevate your life and help you feel more powerful. My name is Alexa and I am the host of this podcast and best-selling author of Power to Persevere. My goal is to help you improve your life through wellness tips and motivation and support you on your journey through life. Make sure you stay tuned for new episodes weekly.
Hey everyone, so guess what? Today, I'm recording a podcast with my homie, with my girl, Inara.
Hello.
And we're actually doing this in person, which is really fun. And the reason why we're recording this is because we have had some deep conversations about life in your 20s. And I know my audience is in their 20s. So without further ado, let's take a deep dive into the three top things that we learned in our 20s. And we're just going to honestly talk about these three subjects within, we're trying to do 20 minutes, and answering three questions at the end. They're really important questions that we got from our audience, from our listeners. And let's dive into it. Are you ready, Inara?
I'm ready.
Okay. First things first, listening to your gut. This one was actually brought up by Inara. And I'm going to let her do a little deep dive into listening to your gut. I'm going to come in and we're also going to talk about some topics, some subtopics here with friendships, moving to a new city, health, relationships. So Inara, listen to your gut. What does this mean for you? So, also, wait, time out. How old are you?
I'm 24, turning 25 this year.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from New York, from Queens.
Here we got another NYC girl. Woo!
Yeah, so we've learned a lot, not just only being in our 20s, but also like growing up in New York City where you're surrounded by so much opportunities, so many different kinds of people, and just like experiencing so much all at once. So I feel like we were really called to like record this podcast and just share some of the things that we've learned so far, you know, almost halfway through our 20s, which is crazy.
Isn't that crazy? I know, I'm 25 right now and I feel like I'm freaking out.
No, but that's what this podcast is hopefully, you know, going to tell you, that you know, you can feel like you're freaking out, but in reality, like, there's no need to, because we're all trying to figure things out. It's messy. Your 20s is for discovering who you are, yeah, and just accepting that process.
And listening to your gut. Yeah. Like, you know, everyone has a different path in life.
Right.
Everyone's lives are extremely different. And I feel like, personally with me, my listeners know, I get so bogged down still to this day. Like, I know, you know, trust my gut, trust everything that's happened to me, trust the fact that I had cancer when I was in my early 20s, and my whole entire early 20s got disrupted. Everyone had fun. I was just, like, literally home doing nothing. Not nothing, but, like, saving my life. And it's really annoying even to this day. I feel like I tell myself, you know, although I do all this self-help work, although I do all the work on myself, and I really have progressed so much, I still get down. I still get down on myself. And I'm like,
it's human nature.
Yeah, you know? It's like, oh man, maybe I should have done that. Maybe I should have done blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Now looking back, that I'm wrapping up my year 25, and I honestly feel like year 25 is actually my year 5, because when I was in remission, given that second chance of life, that's when I truly started to live my life. And at that point, I started to listen to my gut. I was like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm pursuing this. This is my one life I have. Why would I want to waste it when I just faced death, when I just faced something that was so terrible? Like, let me just listen to what my gut's saying about friendships, about career, about relationships, about where I should even be living. So, Inara, how have you been listening to your gut as a 24-year-old?
Yeah. So I feel like for me, right, what does listening to your gut even mean, right? I feel like for me, what that represents is really being in tune with yourself. Because in the world, in society, in, you know, in your 20s, people around you are going to be doing so many different things. So many different things.
Right.
Friends, careers, all this kind of stuff. But listening to your gut is really getting in tune with yourself and, like, realizing that this is your life, this is your journey.
Right.
And you always have the answers. You always have the answers. Yes, it's great to listen to podcasts like these, to YouTube videos, to get advice from friends. But at the end of the day, you and your heart, you always know what's best for you and what's right for you.
Right. And I experienced this too. Like, I remember when I was coming out of chemo, I knew, like, what was right for me. I would ask my parents for advice, but at the end of the day, it was my life. If I didn't, I'm telling you, writing this book changed my life. If I didn't write that book, I don't know where I would be right now with my career even. Like, right. I need, like, that's something that I need to do. I listen to my gut. And sometimes listening to your gut is listening to that voice that keeps that popping up.
Right. And it's popping up for a reason. And if you're living your life just, like, you know, on steady mode.
Autopilot.
On autopilot, right? That means you're not listening to that voice inside you. You're kind of just going about your days. They're all kind of the same. And, you know, most likely there's going to be that voice in you that wants to change, that wants you to do better, that wants you to be more aligned with your higher self and your path. And by starting to trust in that and, like, listening to that, you can really, like, blossom into such beautiful places, right? Like, if you're stuck in your job, or maybe you're still in college, right, and you're stuck into this major that you don't really feel aligned with, you're like, I don't know. Or, like, maybe your group of friends, you guys have been friends since middle school or high school, and you're starting to get into your early 20s, and you're like, I don't know, man. Like,
on alignment.
I feel like we don't really vibe anymore. We're just kind of growing in different paths. Or maybe you're stuck in a relationship. No matter what it is, you know, all of this relates to listening to your gut, because in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, you will always know when something doesn't feel right for you or when something does feel right for you.
Right.
Sometimes you'll be like, you know what? I want to switch everything up and I want to move cities. I want to move across the country and I'm just going to do it.
And you don't know why, but you're being called.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking for me personally, that's kind of what I'm listening to my gut about right now. You know, I've been in New York City my entire life, and me and Alexa talk about this all the time. It's tiring, you know?
Like, it's really a lot.
New York City speaking of being in your 20s, it's a great place to be while you're in your 20s. You know, experience it all. Do it all.
Meet people.
You know, do everything. But when you've grown up here your entire life, which also, when you've grown up, like, in any city in your entire life, you want to experience something different.
Yeah, and you get burnt out, too. Right.
So the past, like, 5 years, honestly, but probably even more, I've just had this gut feeling, like, I need to move to the West Coast. Like, I need to do it. I don't know why. I'm being called there, you know, and
I did the same thing happen to me.
Yeah, and so many things actually had to fall in and also out of place for this to finally be happening. And you know, I always kept making excuses. Oh, no, the time's not right. Oh, no, it's expensive. Oh, I don't want to leave my family. Oh, what am I going to do out there? No. You know, like, I just came to a point where I was like, this is halfway through my 20s almost. If I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it.
Right.
And also the great thing about being in your 20s is, you know, if you don't have kids or and things like that, I mean, maybe you do, but if you don't, then this is a great time to experience so many different things. Go travel, go, you know, make new friends. Just put yourself out there, because really you have nothing to lose, right? Like, this is probably the one time in your life where you're not really tied down to school. You're not really tied down to, like, you know, like, a mortgage and kids and just, like, other responsibilities. Like, obviously you're gonna have responsibilities, but still you're kind of free in a way. And that's what is also scary about it. Like, sometimes in your 20s, you just feel like you're free falling. You're like, what the heck is going on? I have no idea. But
yeah,
you have to just listen to your gut. Just right. Do what's calling you.
But what were some of the things that fell in and out of place for you?
Right. So actually, I've been in a long-term relationship, and this is something me and Alexa are going to talk about, because one of our viewers asked a question about, you know, how to cope when you and your friends are in different life transitions.
Yeah. Your single girl, Alexa, here, who's been on so many failed first dates.
No, so I feel like, personally for me, I'm really lost with my career, but I've had good luck in this relationship department. I've been in a relationship for over 5 years. Whereas Alexa, she's been, you know, steady moving in her career. She has a lot going for her.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. But it took a lot of time to get there. I was not
a lot
long.
Of listening to your gut.
Honestly, yeah. Where I'm at right now is listening to my gut. I was doing things for other people for so long.
Right.
You have no idea, everyone. But I mean, this is just the beginning. Like, I am just in the beginning season of career progression into something that I feel more aligned with.
Right. Exactly. And in one more side note is that, think about it, if you're not listening to your gut, what are you listening to? Because you're always going to be, your choices in life will always be guided by something. And if it's not yourself, then most likely you're listening to your parents, you're listening to society, you're listening to a partner, you're listening to a friend, you're listening to all these people around you, but they don't know you.
Right.
Like, only you know you. You mm-hmm. know what's best for you. You know what makes you happy. You know what is going to spark you joy and all these kinds of things. And
yeah.
even if everyone around you is telling you, no, you need to do this. You need to take the safe path. Why would you do that? That's projecting.
Exactly. A lot of the time it's projecting. Also, yeah. though, you know, you give me really great dating advice all the time. And I tend to neglect it. But I but must say, I needed,
exactly.
listen, you know, although you're saying all these things and I've tried some of your stuff, I've tried to date different men here.
Right.
I'm married.
Alexa has a type.
I have a type. Even my mom said it today. We were talking about it. She's like, why do you keep going after these bad boys? But listen, reflecting on the past year of me going on all these crazy first dates, I have learned so much, and I needed to learn that for my soul progression. I needed to learn that for my own self-development. Right. I needed to learn that to get myself to where I am today, where I'm now, I'm feeling a little more aligned. Right. I kind of know what I want a little bit more because I've had all these crazy experiences. I've had all these...
sometimes heartbreaks. Sometimes you have to get aligned.
Right. You have to learn yourself.
Right.
Your friends might be saying things out of love, or they might be saying things out of projection.
Right.
I feel like there's two ends to the polarity.
And that's another thing you need to listen to your gut about is just not only the opinions that you're getting from people, but also what their intentions are. Right. That's another big thing that I learned also in my 20s is listening to your gut about the people you keep the closest around you, because at some point you need to be all right, if I'm going to be a high vibrational person, I need to have high vibrational people around me. You know, I need to have people that want the best for me, that believe in me, that want me to succeed, that also want great things for themselves. You know, so if that's not aligning in your friendships or your relationship, sometimes even maybe a family member, you need to listen to your gut and cut that off. But anyways.
Yeah, no, so. I feel like this is honestly just such a great segue into self-validation. Yeah. Because when you start to listen to your gut, when you start to listen to who you are, then you start to accept yourself. Right. And you're like, oh my God, I'm accepting the path that I'm on. I'm the author of my life. I'm the author of my story. I get to create whatever I want. And... you know, then you begin to trust those small voices that you listen to in your head.
Not just listening to your gut, but trusting it.
Trusting.
That by you following your gut, you're doing what you're meant to be. And this is all a part of a plan to be aligned with your higher self and your higher purpose.
And Anar and I are pretty spiritual beings, right? We would say we're pretty spiritual. And I feel like everything is meant to be at the end of the day. It doesn't feel like it, but even every single person who you encounter, whether you encountered them for a second
or a day or a year. So, you know, once you listen to your gut, right? Let's say you've been having this feeling inside you. Oh, I'm not really aligned with my major, or, oh, I feel like this friend doesn't really have the best interest for me, or I feel like this relationship's not really working out. Once you, let's say you decide to listen to your gut, and let's say now you act on it, right? Now you switch your major. Now you move across the country. Now you end this 5-10 year friendship. Now you end this relationship. Now the next step of it is self-validating your choices, right?
Right.
Because so much of your 20s is making all these life-altering changes. But what you need to do is be confident that what you're doing is for your best self. You know what I mean? Because let's say you have a problem. And you're always your first instinct is to call your friend up about it. And
also,
rant about it.
One thing, sometimes your friendships or relationships might end, but they might come back in a few months, a few years. You just never know who's going to re-enter your life, or maybe they're there for a season, maybe they're there for a reason. Or everyone's there for a reason, but maybe it's temporary. All right, so Anara, back to you.
Yeah, for sure. So if your first instinct is to call up a friend or your boyfriend or your family member, whoever else, when you have an issue or a problem, and to rant about it and ask for their opinion, yes, that's great, because of course we need support and we need guidance. But at the same time, you're also intuitively telling yourself that you're not trusting your own gut. You're not validating your own decisions, your own choices. You know what I mean? And so much of your 20s is unfortunately lonely, right? You're gonna have to, once you decide to cut all these people off or change up your career or whatever it might be, start a business, move across the country, it's gonna be lonely, and you're gonna be spending a lot of time with yourself and your thoughts, and validating your own choices and your own thoughts and your own decisions is probably one of the most powerful things you can do for yourself.
And how do you feel that you're moving across the country? I mean, you're not moving alone, but kind of. You're moving with your boyfriend. And how was that decision for you?
I mean, it's still extremely nerve-wracking. Like, you know, especially, you know, so I'm moving to LA, and, you know, LA is a city just like New York. Everyone has their opinions on big cities,
yeah.
You know?
I just heard some stuff about a New Yorker went to LA for a year. She's like, I can't make any friends.
Right,
just
but
move
then
back.
You're always going to hear the opposite. Right? Yeah. People will always have their own experiences, and I need to listen to my gut that's been calling me for over 5 years in our move to the West Coast. Do it.
Was it
that?
How about do Miami?
No, but you know what I mean?
So she wants to go to Miami.
Yeah, yeah. I was always called towards like a warmer climate. Yeah. But anyways, so, you know, if you listen to all those voices or like surrounding you, you're going to drown out your own. And so obviously it's extremely scary, right? I'm leaving my family. I'm leaving my friends. I'm moving across the country for the first time. Also moving in with my partner for the first time. Of course, a lot of it is scary, but I'm just trusting my gut and I'm self-validating my own decision. So, yeah.
And, you know, when you're making these decisions, I also feel like maybe we can segue into honoring your present. You have to honor where you're at. You have to honor the choices you make. You have to go with flow and trust and just know that it's all part of the journey. And even if you make a decision that maybe you thought was a wrong decision or you like didn't really feel great about, you're going to end up learning something from it anyways. And it's going to teach you a lesson that you're going to take in the next time you come up with some sort of similar challenge, and you're going to learn from it and use your learnings to make sure you have a better outcome. Because, like, also in your 20s, like, this is the time where you're kind of, like, independent for the first time a little bit. You're understanding who you are. You're just having more self-awareness about you.
Right. I mean, back to what Alexa said, right? Like, even if you make a decision and it fails, so what, right? Like, let's say your gut has been telling you, start this business. And everyone around you is telling you, but most businesses fail.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, you know what? I'm going to do it. I have a calling. And you start the business and it fails. Well, guess what? You still learned something from it. And you know how much courage it takes to even do what you did?
Right.
Like, maybe that's, you needed this business to fail so that your next business can be a success.
Right.
Right? And you never know what doors it will open for you. But by trusting your gut, you're doing all the magic,
yeah.
Right? Like,
you know, and Nara and I last year, we were actually trying to start a business.
And we still might.
We still might. We have
to wait for the timing.
Like,
our gut is like not yet. You know?
I feel like when we have kids, maybe.
Who knows?
But, you know, that whole entire project that we did, the independent project, I'm going to have to be honest, it kind of pushed me and catapulted me to where I am today with my current job.
It still motivates me. Always in the back of my mind.
Yeah, like, we can do this.
One day,
we can.
We're going to do that. And that kind of keeps me going of like, you know, maybe I don't have everything figured out right now, but one day I will. One day I'm going to be a kick-ass, you know, businesswoman or whatever it might be.
We put that expanding moment out there.
It's all about expansion. Exactly. Like, sometimes you have to just believing in yourself and believing that you can do it is like so much, you know what I mean? So much of the journey.
Yeah. And should we wrap it up with the three most important questions we got from our audience?
Yeah.
All right. Number one, how do you make friendships or sustain relationships in your 20s?
This is a hard one.
It really is.
I feel like we're still trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
You know?
We kind of met through work.
Yeah, we met through work.
We met through work. Anara found me on Instagram and I became a model for the company she was working for. Yeah.
And then we hired her. I interviewed her.
Yeah. And
But yeah, I mean, you know, Mel Robbins has a podcast on friendships actually, and me and Alexa listened to it like I think last year. And they say something like, you know, it takes like hundreds of hours basically to
maintain
a sustained
friendship.
So
it's like 20 hours is
in college, but then it like triples
when
you become an adult.
No, I think 20 hours is like for an acquaintanceship, and then I think it was like something like 100 hours, like spending 100 hours
like
with
maybe
someone.
400 hours.
Oh, maybe
like
it was something
crazy.
It's like that's when you actually develop a deep friendship.
So if you think about it, in college, like you're in classes all day with people, you're staying at
dorms.
So it's much easier, right? Whereas once you're out of college, pretty much the only way you're going to maintain these friendships is through some consistent activity. So either work. Showing up through work every day, or it's some kind of activity. And so if I have any biggest advice, start a hobby, listen to your gut on what kinds of things make you excited, yeah. right? So for me, I was really kind of unhappy with like 2020 and 2021. I was playing a lot of video games, and like at the time it was like really fun, but then something in my heart was telling me, you know, you should do something different, do something active where you can have a community, right? Because video gaming, a lot of it is like you're just sitting. And I started dance classes, and it was really scary. I, you know, was really bad at first, but I ended up meeting such a beautiful community of women through it, and also increasing my confidence in, you know, in the same way. So definitely, you know, do different hobbies, activities, because you're not only going to nurture your own mental and physical health, but also you can meet other people interested in the same thing.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with what Inara said, and I feel like it doesn't even have to be something with fitness. It can also be like art, a book club, art,
book, books, reading, like whatever it is, like whatever sparks, you know, a joy in you, or that maybe you did it as a kid and it brought you so much joy and happiness. Do it again as an adult. Make yourself happy, and then you might be even happier finding other people that get joy through the same thing.
I agree. And I guess like another thing that you could do with friendships is just put yourself out there, get people's numbers, give your number out to people, follow them on social media. Don't be afraid to ask someone to hang out. Like, just literally don't be afraid. The worst they can do is just continue to say no. And if they do, just next, use that as a sign. Next, they weren't meant for me. Even in relationships, every single time I get rejection, always redirection. I'm like, you know what? This is what I tell myself now. I used to get bogged down, especially like dating. I'm like, oh, why? Like, but now I'm like, you know what? Good. You weren't meant for me. Next, maybe I can find someone better. And let me tell you, there have been a list of guys. I'm going down a list. There have been a list. And Nara knows guys that have ghosted me, guys I haven't matched with, guys that were rude to me, guys that said really crass things to me, not about me, but like just in like life general. I'm like, how can I be dating someone who has these opinions about life? Like, what? But it's redirecting me to the right person. All right, second question, how to cope with stress. This is a big one.
It's a big one. And this is something that I think is not, you know, relevant just for your 20s, but like any stage of life. But particularly in your 20s, you're going to deal with, you know, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of second guessing yourself. And a lot of that is like just like life changes too. And a lot of that is just stressful. But, you know, tap into, like we said before, tap into the things that, you know, bring you happiness and make you calm, right? So if it's taking a bath, if it's saying no to like things, you know, and just staying.
All right. Life can get extremely stressful because, especially in your 20s, there's a lot of transformation. You might have family members dying, you might have family members passing away, close ones to you leaving maybe your city, your hometown. Maybe you're also dealing with stressors of figuring out what you want to do with your career. It's not easy at all. Or maybe you're dealing with health issues. And I have so many friends right now dealing with health issues. The first thing you have to do, honestly, is just accept where you are in this day, in this time. Okay? Accept where you are and make peace with it. Like, it's so hard to make peace with it, but through the process of learning how to handle stress, you're going to learn how to make peace with it. And once you accept it and honor where you are, then you can start to implement different ways to unstress yourself, which... Inara, do you want to give some tips?
Take a bath, you know, do some yoga or meditation or breath work, you know, take a run, take a cold shower, you know, whatever you're feeling called to, and whatever you usually do, I don't know. I forgot.
All right, so whatever, I'm going to pick up what Inara's saying, because now she's on the floor. She's going to feel, Inara just got stressed for a hot second, she's legs up the wall, she was in a fetal position for a hot moment. What? Okay, so what you need to do to unstress is to laugh it off. No, but like if you say you don't have time to unstress, you need to make time. This is not negotiable. things you can do. Get, like, you probably hear this so many times, get out in nature. Get some movement. Walk. Okay, did you know that your emotions, it's just energy stored in your body? So if you want to transmute that, you got to move it out, right? Inara, you feel that?
You got to do yoga.
Yoga's really good.
We're off
with
this question so
much.
We can't even answer this question.
I think it's so funny. How do you cope with stress?
I don't know.
We clearly have no idea, so we're just stalling. We're just laughing it out. So to cope with stress, you just don't. Next question. What do you do when your friends are in different stages of life? This is a good one. We're in different stages. Homie, my homie girl, Inara is moving across the country. She has a boyfriend. She's gonna get a dog.
Yeah.
Well, I have some things down the pipeline that I can't share yet. Okay. Yeah, one day. Well, I mean, we can say I already am one, but aspiring.
Yeah, let's start this again.
No, we gotta go with the roll of the punches. Stop stressing yourself out. I am single Pringle. I'm living at home with my parents.
I also live at home with my parents.
It's actually not a bad gig, especially if in the city.
No, but see, that's the whole point. It's just like honor where you're at. And by doing that, you're gonna honor where your friends are at too.
Yeah, we have friends getting engaged.
Right.
People getting pregnant right now. I mean, it's kind of stressful watching, but also you have to honor, like, that's their path.
That's their path.
And I
and
look
what
at
happened for you,
for you
when
too,
it's meant
when
to
it's
be,
meant
and
to
if
be.
You want that.
Yeah,
yourself.
Or if it's meant for you.
Yeah.
And, like, people are breaking up right now. They're, right. Like, there's so many transitions,
people
especially at, like, 25, 26. Yeah. And I look back at my life, and I'm like, wow, honestly, I needed to go through every single thing to get to where I am today. I need to learn all those lessons to get to where I am today. And that's what was meant for me for my life. In my path. I wasn't supposed to figure out the things that I wanted to do until I went through all of these stages of going through these really dark night of the souls and learning how to cope with stress, learning how to cope with stress as in laughing it off. No, as in going to therapy, literally going to therapy, talking to a professional, having them give their advice back to me. Okay. And knowing by also, like, listening to podcasts, listening to people who are much older than me give advice. Like, no, like, once you start hearing...
Yeah, transitions, so they can help you.
Yeah, and once you start hearing more advice from other people, like, where they can expand you, they can be your expanders, you start to realize, like, everyone is on their own journey.
Right. Even
and
we saw a video the other day of, like, a 50-year-old couple.
No, they
were
like, in
healing,
their... They were
right.
in their 60s.
And they were still
healing. They were in their beginning journey
of
healing.
Of healing their relationship and their trauma. So that's to show you that everyone is always going to be going through different life stages, right? And if anything, my biggest advice is the areas that you're high in, honor that. First of all, like, you should accept...
What do you mean high?
Like... Let's say you're doing really well in school, but maybe your friend's struggling in school, right? So maybe you can help tutor them, right? And also, you know, just honor where you're at. Like, accept the fact that you've come really far in that department, right? Like, you know, celebrate your accomplishments, right?
Right.
So let's say you're doing really well in your career. You're killing it. You're starting your own business, whatever. Maybe you can help your friend that's struggling a bit.
And
right?
Also, don't let people who envy you pull
right,
you down.
Pull you down right?
That's
you
a big one.
Like, accept the fact that you've worked so hard to get to where you are, right? So if you're, what my advice is if you're high in a certain area, right? Like, if you're doing really well in your career or in your relationships or whatever it might be, help those around you. And if you're doing really low in a certain area, which naturally you will be, right? Not everything can be high all at once. Then seek guidance from others, you know? Like, accept that, you know, you're just working on where you're at, and it's not always going to be, like, you know, you're not going to be always 100 in every single department of your life. If you're really working on your career, likelihood is that your social life might be a little bit low because you don't have time to focus on that, or vice versa. If you're in a stage of your life where you're really focusing on friendships and connections and dating, maybe you're kind of putting your career on the back end for now, and that's okay.
Yeah, because you have to honor where you're at.
Okay, exactly.
Honestly, like, I kind of went through this, and I just did a podcast on burnout.
Yeah.
I was working so hard doing all these business-oriented things, like switching jobs, switching careers, I kind of like burnt myself out because what I really needed, what my soul really needed for nourishment was socializing.
Yeah.
And I went through a season of just, you know what, go socialize, go see your friends, go see your family. Go
on spontaneous
yeah,
trips.
Just go, just put yourself out there and just take a little bit of a break.
Life doesn't need to be so serious.
Yeah, like, no.
Yes, you could be going through a really big transition with your career or with your relationship or whatever, but so what? Laugh it off. Just enjoy life. Like, these transitions will come and they will go. And, you know, even if you finish this, you know, stage of your life, you're going to enter a new one. And there's going to be new journeys and new highs and new lows with that. So just take it one day at a time and remember to laugh. Remember to take things easy. You know, don't be so hard on yourself.
Also, you know, I feel like we could wrap this up. And I want to go back to that first question, how to make friends. Instagram, like, reach out to people who interest you. I just got a text message from these two girls I reached out to. I followed them. They followed me back. Look, guess who texted me? And they want to do a meetup. Oh, my God, so cute.
Aww.
Right? But, like, that's the thing. You have to put yourself out there. Yeah. If I didn't put myself out there, then I would have never made these friends.
These opportunities would never come to you.
And they're aligned with me. I mean, like, what's great about social media and also, like, when you're in your 20s is you get to choose who is in your life.
You get to choose what content you see. You get to, like, choose what you make of it. And obviously social media can be a very toxic thing, but if you learn how to use it to your advantage, it can be a really powerful
thing. Yeah, so it's like I chose...
It can help connect you with a whole world of opportunities and people you would never be able to be connected with previously, you know?
I chose to follow people who talk about mindset, transformation, being vulnerable, talking about real topics like trauma. Okay, getting down and dirty in the depths of psychology. I chose to listen to people to talk about this. I chose to reach out to people who also had interest in this, and I chose to make friends and meet up with them and get dinner and socialize and network and get coffee, right? I made a decision. Whereas when you're in elementary school, when you're in middle school, when you're in high school,
most
even college,
will be made for you. So you should celebrate that you have this freedom now. Like,
right.
Like we said before, yes, being in your 20s can feel like you're free-falling, but fly, right? If you're free-falling in the air, you get your wings out and fly.
Girl.
Embrace this part
let's
of
go.
Your life, you know?
Exactly. I think we can wrap this up. This was a really good 30-minute podcast for the audience to listen to. Hey, if you like this podcast, make sure you give it a subscription. Subscribe to the podcast.
Leave a 5-star rating.
Leave a 5-star rating. 5-star rating, everyone. It's not only going to help me and this podcast grow, but it's also going to give you more content related to these topics. So if you're interested in this, if this helped you, give that 5-star review. Really, really would appreciate it. I'm going to send you so much gratitude. And also, follow along on the socials. Anara, are we sharing your socials?
No.
Okay. You cannot find Anara anywhere. Okay? Don't you dare stalk her. Really?
You can follow me on Instagram.
Okay. And if you want to follow Anara on Instagram, you have to come through me. I'm her manager.
If you guys want to connect with me, also thank you so much, Alexa, you know, for having me on the podcast.
This is overdue.
Yeah, we've been meaning to.
Literally.
But if you guys want to connect with me, you can follow me on my wellness account. It's called @wellnesswithnars, N-A-R-S. So I share a lot of, you know, tips and recipes and just your mental health tips and inspiration to live your healthiest and wealthiest life.
Hey, actually, one more thing. We got some suggestions from other people on what to do. Yeah, you know what? We're going to do one more thing, one more little piece of advice. So some people submitted some words of advice for 20-year-olds. Some people are in their 20s at the moment. Some people are in their 30s. Some people are much older. And I am going to give you some advice from these folks. One is to move to a location that you feel called to. Mm-hmm. Second one, just to breathe.
Your environment that you're in to your liking.
And,
you know, like, even if you, like, live in a city that you're not super aligned with, make the most of it, right? Like, find the people that you align with in your city. Go to the areas that you feel most called to. If, you know, go to a bookshop. If your city's crazy, go to a bookshop. Find your calm.
Yeah.
Go to a coffee shop. You know what I mean? Or if your city's super boring and there's nothing to do, go to the places that are the most high energy, you know?
Or make a little community of your own.
Yeah.
Breathe. That was another one. Another one is to get sun-kissed. So I guess that's just more of...
Get as much sun and vitamin D as you can.
Yeah, with protection as well.
Yes, wear your sunscreen.
Just have some fun. Life is too short.
Sorry.
Just have some fun. This beat is sick. Life is very short. Live it up. Get crazy when you can.
That's what we said. Life is not that serious.
Yeah.
Just have fun.
Have fun. Don't make the most of it. Yeah. Don't be safe.
Don't get so down on yourself. Just
be safe. Live. Yeah. Be just safe while you're living.
It. Just go for it. Yeah. Listen to your gut. Do what's calling you.
Yeah.
And if nothing is calling you, if you feel like there's so many different things going on and you have no idea what the heck to do, tap into yourself. That means you need to listen to yourself a little bit more. Because I promise you, if you're still and if you just spend time with yourself, that all the answers will come to you. Everything will.
Love that. We're going to peace and love.
Hasta la vista. Thank you guys for listening. We love you.
Arrivederci. We hope you have
a great journey in your 20s. We're going yeah. through it too. So
DM us. Yeah. DM us if you have any suggestions, any tips, anything else you want to
peace and love
have on the podcast. Peace and love. PNL. Peace and love. Woo!